if you live in a place that's particularly vulnerable to climate change, you want to know specifics about what that change is going to look like in the future. How high can you expect storm surges to be? How much is the permafrost going to thaw, and how fast? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report on a project that's trying to get the Arctic closer to some of those answers.
On a spot of uneven tundra, just a 15-minute drive from downtown Utqiagvik, Alistair Rogers stands surveying his experimental domain, several structures connected by a webbed plastic pathway.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is kind of a greenhouse that's covered with a plastic membrane.
Rogers is a plant physiologist, and he's part of a team of scientists with the U.S. Department of Energy who are working at four sites around Alaska. They're looking at things that happen on land, like microbial activity in the permafrost, the spread of shrubs across the tundra, and in Rogers' case, how tundra plants interact with the atmosphere. Inside one of the greenhouses, Rogers' colleague Kim Eli bends over a small boxy piece of equipment.
What I have here is a machine that we're measuring photosynthesis and respiration rates, and it's currently clamped on a little leaf down here that's within the measurement chamber.
The humming machine has a name tag, partly so it doesn't get mixed up with the others, and partly because Rogers is a bit of a sports fan.
They're all named after New York Yankees players. So there's Bernie and Andy and Jorge and Derek and Mariano.
The photosynthesis measurement being taken by the Bernie box will eventually become math.
So photosynthesis, for example, there's a bunch of equations which describe how the holes on the leaves open up and let CO2 in and let water out.
And those equations will be used to make projections about how the Arctic will be impacted by climate change. While there's been a good amount of data collected on that kind of thing in different parts of the world, like the grasslands and the temperate forests, in the Arctic, there's been hardly any.
What we're trying to do is make better predictions, so that we can basically provide policymakers with more useful, actionable information.
Rogers says that his team has already gathered data that's helped revise some previous assumptions about how Arctic vegetation works. They hope that the combined work of all the teams on the project will refine their understanding of what may happen in the Arctic of the future. The data is publicly available. Scientists working on climate projections or any other research can access it online. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.